On.
We have a special guest speaking speakers this morning.
我们今天早上有一位特别的客座讲员。
Our good friend Gary Johnson retired last year.
我们的好朋友 Gary Johnson 他已经退休了。
So we have a new director in our Miami Baptist Association.
在 Miami 这个浸信联会里面有一位新的主任上任。
Our guest speaker this morning actually is the new director.
他是一位新的主任。
He got a new title.
他有一个新的名称。
Mission strategist.
他是一个宣道的策略师。
So we are so happy to have Pastor Rick Martinez to be with us, sharing God's word with us.
我们很高兴今天早上有Rick Martinez 牧师在我们当中宣讲神的话语。
Let's welcome Rick.
我们先来欢迎他。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. May the Lord bless you.
弟兄姐妹，早上好，愿神祝福你们。
It's quite an honor to be here with you at the Chinese Baptist Church.
能够在今天在你们当中，非常的荣誉。
As Pastor Wong said, I am the new Gary Johnson.
就好像黄牧说，我是新的 Gary Johnson。
And as Gary was a good friend, I hope to be a good friend to the Chinese Baptist Church as well.
就好像Gary 先生跟你们都是好朋友，我希望也能够成为你们的好朋友。
And I know you'll be a good friend to me as well.
那我相信你们也会对我很好。
Let me pray to begin our time.
我们在开始讲道以前先来祷告。
Father, you're the creator of the heavens and earth.
主啊，你是创造天地万物的主。
You are exalted, O God.
你被高举。
And what we do here this morning, we pray it brings you honor and praise.
我们在这里，今天早上这里敬拜，我们要一切的荣耀赞美都归给你。
Father, may you use the worship and now the preaching of your word, Father, to speak to us.
主啊，借着今天早上的敬拜，借着讲道来对我们的心说话。
Father, move in our hearts in this morning.
主啊，请你今天动我们的心。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们祷告奉靠我们救主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
So this is I am the new director of missions.
我是那个马尔米浸信联会的新的主任。
For the past 20 years, my family and I we have been missionaries in Latin America with the International Mission Board.
在过去的20年，我跟我的家人和跟那个国际宣道部一起合作。
And so I believe your church gives to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. That offering supported us and many others for these past 20 years. I would like to say thank you.
就我们大家知道的，就是你们教会也是在对 Lottie Moon 这个奉献来支持我们，像我们这样子的宣教士，还有很多很多其他的，为此我们来感谢你。
And so, but now, this is a new time in my life and a new role.
这个在我来讲是一个新的时刻，新的生命的开始。
And I'm asking the same questions that I asked of God 20 years ago when we began our missionary career.
在20年前我开始这个宣道的宣教士的生命的开始之前，我也曾经向神祷告询问他。
I'm asking God, what do you want me to do?And how do you want me to do it?
我向神祷告说，你要我做什么？要怎么样去做
？And that's what it's like starting a new ministry.
这个像一个开始一个新的事工一样，也是这样子来祷告。
Perhaps you have found your life that way when you're beginning anything new. Lord, what do you want me to do? And how do I do it?
你无论你做什么一个新的事情的时候，你也许会向神求问。你要我怎么做些什么？你要我怎么去做呢
？And God reminds me of when we first arrived on the mission field.
神就提醒了我们20年前第一次到达那个宣教工厂的时候的情景。
Yes, we had been educated in seminary.
没错，我们是在那个神学院里面受教育过。
But nothing prepares you to go to a country where you don't know the people.
但是呢，没有人好跟你预备好好的，让你知道到一个你从来不认识的一些的人群当中。
In our case, we worked with an indigenous tribe. We didn't know their language.
在我们的情况里面呢，我们是去跟一些原住民一起来合作，我们的也不认识他们的语言。
So I remember in 2003 arriving in the high mountains of plains of Peru and saying, Lord, what do you want me to do? How do I do it?
我记得2003年的时候，我们就到达了秘鲁的高原上面，然后我就向神祷告，你要我做些什么？你要我怎么去做呢？
But God is good and God is faithful.
神是美好的，神是信实的。
Thank God that when we don't know what to do and how to do it, we have this book to guide us.
当我们不知道怎么去做，不知道做什么的时候，我们有一本很好的书，圣经来带领我们。
We have God's grace and the Holy Spirit to pour into us and show us what to do.
神也把圣灵给我们当中，让我们来引导我们怎么样去做。
And we served many years amongst the Aymara people of Peru.
我们在秘鲁的这个艾马拉人的当中服侍了很多年。
And God by His grace, we were able to see some people come to the Lord. We were able to start churches and baptize people, and God did it.
我们借着神的恩典，我们可以看到有一些人他们回归了，然后开始组成教会，然后开始服侍。
And so I'm approaching my new position as director of the Miami Baptist Association in the same way, in dependence of God.
所以我这个在我这个新的职务上面，我也是同样的态度来求问神。
But today's message is going to show us some real ways that we can begin something new or continue to serve the Lord.
但是今天的经文呢，可以跟我们做一些的指导，让无论是我们开始一个新的事工，或者是继续我们已经做的事工，都可以给我们一些的亮点。
So my purpose this morning is to lead us to consider how Paul's clarity regarding his identity.
所以今天早上我的目的盼望呢，就是说借着保罗他在他的身份上非常清楚的这一方面，
his mission,
还有他的事工，
and the objects of his mission,
还有他的那个事工的对象。
Were a powerful combination that God used to change the world.
加上神，然后组成一个很强的这个有力的答案，来帮助改变这个世界。
That is to say that God, that Paul knew who he was.
所以再讲一遍，就是保罗他知道他是什么人。
Paul knew what he was supposed to do.
他也知道他应该要做些什么事。
And Paul understood amongst whom he was supposed to do it.
他也知道他的人群的对象是什么。
So this morning's sermon will be based on Romans chapter 1 verses 1 through 6.
所以今天早上的讲道是根据罗马书一章一到六节。
The word of God says, Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called, will I just read it in English?
Yes, read it, yeah.
Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, which he was promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who was a descendant of David according to the flesh, and was appointed to be the powerful Son of God according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection of the dead. Through him we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the Gentiles, including you who are also called by Jesus Christ. So the first thing that we see is that we have to understand that Paul was immersed in a missionary context.
首先我们要知道的就是保罗他是沉浸在一个宣教士的这个背景里面。
Paul wrote the book of Romans on his third missionary journey.
保罗呢，在他第三次的布道旅行当中写的这一本的罗马书。
On the two previous journey, Paul and his team had planted many churches.
在头两次的布道旅行当中，保罗跟他的团队呢，他建立了许多的教会。
And then on this third journey, he's returning to the churches and he's strengthening, encouraging his brothers and his sisters.
在他第三次的布道旅行当中，他来兼顾这些教会，他来鼓励他们的弟兄。
The other thing we learn from the book of Romans is that Paul has his eyes towards the future.
在罗马书我们也看到保罗他的眼光是注重在将来的发展上面。
He desires now to go to Spain because he wants to begin a new missionary work.
他的眼光放在西班牙上面，因为他想在那里从那里发展新的事工。
And the lands and the people of Spain and beyond had never heard the gospel.
因为在西班牙还有他的那个其他的疆界里面的人还没有听到福音。
And we know that Paul was very successful. God used Paul.
我们知道保罗是一个非常受神重用的一个人。
So the question is, why did God use Paul, and how can God use us in the same way?
那问题就是说，神既然为什么要重用保罗，那你跟我神又怎么样来重用我们呢？
So Paul, number one, Paul was very clear about his identity.
首先呢，保罗他是非常清楚知道他自己的身份。
We see that Paul describes himself in two ways in this first verse.
在第一节里面，保罗说明了他自己有两个身份。
Paul calls himself a servant and an apostle.
保罗说他自己是一个耶稣基督的仆人，也是一个使徒。
And it's very interesting that Paul would describe himself as a servant.
那保罗会称自己为仆人是一个非常有趣的事情。
Because in the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 4, Paul before knowing Jesus said, I was a man who was confident in the flesh.
在腓立比书三章四节，就是在保罗相信主耶稣之前，他曾经自己说他是信靠着肉体的。
That is to say that Paul was a strong man.
他就是说保罗是一个很强有力的人。
He trusted in himself.
他相信自己。
He trusted in the fact that he was part of Israel, the chosen people of God.
他知道他自己是属于犹太人，是被神拣选的其中一个。
He trusted in his high level of education.
他信靠自己那个受到高等的教育。
He trusted in himself because he was a very important religious leader.
他也相信自己，因为他是一个很有力的这个宗教领袖。
And he was very effective at persecuting the church.
他也对逼迫教会上面非常的有效果。
But something happened to Paul.
但是呢，在保罗身上发生了一些的别的事情。
We know the story. Paul was on his way to Damascus to keep persecuting the people of Jesus.
因为我们知道这个故事，就是他去大马色的路上，需要逼迫更多的基督徒。
When he was enveloped by an intense bright light,
然后他被一个很强的光来照着他。
And Paul, the strong man of God who stood.Very firmly in his beliefs and his life was knocked down.
这个保罗他是有很强有力的那个腿来支撑他，结果是被摔在地上。
He finds himself on his back, maybe.
他可能是五体投地的就睡在地上。
And then Paul, who remember he was a persecutor of the church.
你大家记得保罗是一个逼害教会的人。
Paul had those eyes that he can point out a heresy from a mile away.
他的眼睛非常的锐利，他才老远的地方都可以知道那个异端。
He would see the followers of Jesus living differently, acting differently.
他可以看得出跟随耶稣的人他的过的生活是不一样的。
And when he would see them with those eyes of judgment, he would go after them.
当他看到有一些不同的时候，他就会去攻击他们。
You know, God has His way of breaking us.
你知道吗？神真的有一个特别的、特殊的方法来捣碎我们。
If we are people filled with pride, God will shatter us.
如果我们是充满着自信的、骄傲的人，神也有他的办法来破碎我们。
And there was nobody more prideful than Paul.
没有人比保罗更加的自信，更加的骄傲。
So God knocks him down, takes away his sight.
所以神呢，把他打倒了，把他的眼睛，把他的那个视力给拿走了。
And Paul asks, "Who are you, Lord?"
保罗就说，主啊，你是哪一位呢？
And then Jesus reveals who he was.
耶稣就向他的展现了。
So this is the thing, when we are confronted with a power like the Lord, we have no choice but to change.
当我们面对神这种特殊的光芒的时候，我们真的是没有其他的办法，唯一能够就是降服，降服我们自己。
Paul's previous confidence in his flesh was now useless.
以前保罗在他靠着肉体，靠着那一些的一切的，都没办法帮忙他了。
And whatever identity Paul had before, God was making it new.
无论保罗之前的身份是怎么样，神给他了一个新的身份。
So when God shatters us, when He breaks us, He does not leave us in that condition.
当神破碎了我们的时候，他没有让我们保留在一个破碎的状态里面。
He makes us new because He wants to do something new in our life.
他给我们一个新的生命，因为他想我们在一个新的生命当中为他来做事。
And God was doing something new in His life because Paul met Jesus.
所以呢，神给保罗一个新的生命，因为保罗遇见了耶稣。
And the thing is, for the first time in Paul's life, he could say with an honest heart, Lord,What is it you want me to do?
所以保罗在他的生命当中第一次真诚地向神说，主啊，你要我为你做什么？
Paul desiring to please the Lord now says, here's my life, I will do anything you ask, I will obey.
他说，神啊，我的生命是属于你的，我希望我能够为你做些什么事情来讨你的喜悦呢？
God was writing a new chapter in theBook of Paul's life.
神在保罗这一本新的生命当中呢，开始了一个新的篇章。
So one of my questions this morning for us is, what is the new chapter that God wants to write concerning your life?
那我对大家的问题就是说，神在你的生命当中要开启一个新的什么篇章呢？
And it all starts with what Paul says. He says, I am Paul, a servant.
我们就从保罗开始。他说，我是一位神的仆人。
Sometimes when we understand God wants us to do something, but we don't know what, the first step is to say, God, here I am, your servant.
有时候我们不知道神要我们做些什么，但是我们可以做的第一步就是说，神啊，我在这里，你要我做什么呢？
If we approach God with that type of humility, God will begin to write that new chapter.
当我们说我们主啊，我是一个你的仆人，我在这里，你要为我做什么时候，有这样子谦卑的时候，神就开始一个新的篇章。
So Paul says, I am a servant, but now he also says, I am an apostle.
保罗说我是一个仆人，也开始说他是一个奉召为使徒的。
Now the way Paul uses apostle is in a very limited sense.
那保罗所用的这个使徒是一个比较狭窄的意义上面所讲的。
That word apostle, capital A, is only designated for those people who planted the first churches of the New Testament.
这个使徒呢，意思是一个 capital A 开始的，是指当时候有神所托付开展教会的那些人。
Some people may disagree with me, but there are no apostles today.
有人可能不同意我的说法，我觉得现今没有这种的使徒了。
This is the thing. Paul understood his role in the history of salvation.
这个我们要讲的就是说，神，保罗在神的拯救的历史当中，他知道他自己的身份。
Paul understood that God was now using him for this period of time for the extension of the kingdom of God.
保罗知道说神使用 神使用他来在这一段历史当中来做一个有他的这个使命。
And so God calls Paul, Paul obeys and he goes.
神呼召了保罗，保罗回应了，也跟随了主。
And this is the thing. In my new role, I am thankful. I receive a salary. I receive health care. I have a good benefits package.
在我新的工作的当中呢，我可以有一些福利，我有一些薪水等等。
Every time we start a new job, we want to know what are the benefits.
当我们开始一份新的工作的时候，我们都想知道我们的福利是什么。
Pastor Wong, I pray and hope you have a good benefits package.
黄牧师，我希望你能够为你祷告，希望你这里有一个很好的福利。
But when Paul answered God's call, what was his benefits package?
但是当保罗回应了神的呼召的时候，他的那个福利，整套的福利是什么样呢？
Paul didn't get health insurance, he got stones thrown at him.
那保罗是没有得到健康保险的，他得到的是石头来丢他。
Paul didn't get a steady salary. He was beat with fists.
保罗没有一个固定的收入，他所面对的是拳头的拳打脚踢。
He didn't have money to buy a nice suit.
他没有钱可以买一个体面的西装。
His clothes were filled with blood.
他穿的衣服是沾了很多的血迹。
And this is the thing. That was Paul's benefits package.
这个就是保罗所享有的。
But what was Paul's secret? Why was he able to receive all that and continue to move forward in the name of Christ?
但是呢，保罗到底他的秘诀在哪里？他能够得到这些对待，仍然可以向前走呢？
Because he understood that he was a servant and he was an apostle.
因为他明白他自己的身份是一个仆人，也是一个使徒。
He understood that God had called him to this task.
他明白到是神呼召他来做这一件事情。
And when we as believers understand who we are and what God is calling us to, we can absorb whatever the world gives us.
当我们也明白神是呼召我们，然后来这里来为神来工作的。
And we understand the moment we live in now.
我们也明白我们是活在当下。
That following Jesus Christ is becoming more difficult than ever before, I think.
在我意见当中，我想现在跟随耶稣呢，是比以前更加的困难。
At least in our history of the United States.
或至少在美国的这一段历史当中是这样子。
And the thing is, if we are going to be used of God and to absorb whatever happens to us, we can only do that if we understand our identity.
当我们只有我们真的是明白我们的身份的时候，才能够在我们现今的时候接受这个世界给我们的一切。
And so we're servants. That's what God calls us to.
就是我们是神的仆人，这个是神呼召我们的。
Chinese Baptist Church, I believe, has been around over 50 years.
中国这个教会已经存在了50年了。
And we always need to continually ask how we may be servants to God, to our fellow brothers and sisters, and also the lost community that surrounds us.
我们在这里不断的求问神，我们怎么样可以服侍神，服侍我们周边的这个教会的弟兄姐妹，服侍我们的这个社区。
I want you to understand that you have a role like Paul to play in salvation history.
我相信你跟保罗一样，在这个神的拯救的历史当中，你是有一个角色在当中的。
The question is, what role will you play?
那问题是说，你要扮演什么的角色呢？
So, the first thing was that Paul was clear about his identity. The second thing that Paul was clear about his mission.
首先我们知道是保罗他对自己的身份非常清楚。第二呢，他保罗也清楚他自己的使命是什么。
And so Paul understood now what he has to do.
也就是说，保罗知道他现在必须要做什么。
He still says in the second part of verse 1, he says that I am set apart for the gospel.
在第一节的下半部，他说他是特派传福音的。
So God looks at Paul, he sets him apart, and he says, Paul, your life is now going to be about spreading the good news of Jesus Christ.
神就对他说，现在是把你分开来，你就是特派要来传福音的。
Let me ask you a question. Have you heard any good news lately?
我问你大家一个问题，你最近有没有听到什么好消息呢？
Maybe in the church, but what about on cable news? Any good news?
也许教会有些好消息，但是在媒体上、电视上有没有听到好消息呢？
What about the economy? If you invest in stocks, how are your stocks doing?
你有没有听到一些关于经济上的问题呢？你如果是一个投资者的话，你的股票表现如何呢？
What about what we're seeing happening in the world? Do you hear good news?
或者是环顾我们的世界，我们这个世界有没有什么好消息呢？
To me, there's not a lot of good news.
对我来讲，没有什么特别好消息。
Yesterday I was at a family gathering and I learned that my cousin Christina, she's pregnant again. That's good news.
我昨天在一个家庭的这个聚会当中，我听到我的那个表亲戚，表妹，她又怀孕了，这个是一个好消息。
There's better news though.
但是有更好的消息。
And I hope you know these good news.
我也盼望你明白这一个好消息。
They go something like this, and this happened in my life. I'm describing myself.
这个好消息就是说，我在描述我自己发生在我自己身上的事情。
I was lost in my sin.
我在我的罪中迷失了。
I was without hope and deserving only of judgment.
我没有完全没有盼望，我是配得的就是审判。
I was separated from God and on my way to hell.
我跟神隔离了，我是走向这个地狱的路上。
But God sent His one and only Son.
但是神却差派了他的独生儿子。
To not only live on my behalf, but to die on my behalf as well.
不但是为我而生，也为我而死。
On that cross, he took on, he absorbed all my sins and all the sins of those who believe.
他在十字架上，他不单是承担了我的罪，也承担了所有相信他的人的罪。
He died, he was buried, and he rose again on the third day.
他死了，他被埋葬了，但是三天后他复活了。
And Jesus now lives.
耶稣现在活在。
And I believed in that good news.
我相信这个好福音。
And I repented of my sins.
我也悔改了我的罪。
And now I am a forgiven son of God, changed for all eternity.
我现在是一个神悔改的神的儿子，也永远是他的儿子。
That's good news.
这个是好消息。
I hope you know those good news.
我也盼望你知道这个好消息，这个福音。
And that message of what God did to save lost sinners.
这个信息关于神怎么样去拯救迷失的人。
That's what Paul understood. I must dedicate my life to spreading this message.
这个也是保罗所明白所接受，他就知道要传这个福音。
And so was Paul crazy to give his whole life to the gospel?
这个保罗为了这样子来奉献他的一生，是不是有点癫狂呢？
Are you crazy for being here Sunday morning instead of being at the beach?
你今天早上愿意来到这里，而不是去沙滩，你是不是也癫狂了呢？
Well, Paul and the scriptures tell us that no, we're not crazy.
但是在圣经里面跟我们讲，不是。
But this is why Paul based what he believed on what he says here. He says, so he set apart for the gospel, for this good news.
他是被保罗是被分开了特派要去传福音的。
And if you look at verses 2-4, you see that Paul says some certain things.
你再从第二节到第四节，你来看保罗所写的。
Paul recognizes that Jesus is the prophet that all of the scripture talked about in the Old Testament.
保罗认识到耶稣就是所有的旧约圣经里面所讲的那位先知。
The scripture says, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scripture. Remember, Paul was a scholar of the scriptures.
大家要记得，保罗他是一个旧约的学者。
Paul knew the Old Testament prophecies.
保罗也知道旧约里面所有的这个预言。
Paul understood that a Messiah was coming.
他也知道弥赛亚要来了。
And when he had that encounter with Jesus Christ, he understood this is the Messiah.
当他遇见了耶稣的时候，他就知道这位就是那位的弥赛亚。
It also says that this was concerning his son, Jesus, in verse 3, concerning his son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who was the descendant of David according to the flesh. So Paul understood that this Jesus was a king in the line of David.
在第三节我们也看到，保罗他其实明白到耶稣就是那个王的后裔。
It says according to the flesh. Paul understood that Jesus came. He was a real live person.
在保罗说到他明白耶稣来，他是成为一个有血有肉的人。
But verse 4 says, and he was appointed to be the powerful Son of God according to the Spirit of holiness.
第四节他说，按着圣善的灵说，因为从死里复活，以大能的显现是神的儿子。
So Paul understood that Jesus was a fulfillment of prophecy.
所以保罗知道耶稣是一个预言的实现。
That he was a king.
他也是一个王。
That he came in the flesh.
他道成肉身。
But he also understood that he was God's very son. He is God.
他也明白到他就是神的儿子，他本身就是神。
And so Paul, knowing all that, he wasn't crazy.
当保罗知道这一切的时候，明白这一切的时候，他并不是癫狂。
If we know what Paul knows, us being here today, we're not crazy.
如果我们也像保罗一样知道他所知道的，我们也不是癫狂。
And this is the thing: who else is like Jesus?
问题是有谁像耶稣基督一样呢？
What are the better options out there?
有没有其他的代替品呢？
Who else are we going to surrender our souls and our lives?
有什么其他的人原因让我们把我们的生命、我们的灵魂交托给他呢？
Who else deserves our worship and our praise?
有谁配得我们的敬拜、我们的赞美呢？
Who else would we rather see at that moment when we step into eternity?
当我们要踏入永恒的那一刹那的时候，你想跟谁在一起呢？
I don't know about you, but I want to see Jesus. That's the first face I want to see.
我不知道你的选择是怎么样。至于我的话，当那一刻来临的时候，我想盼望的见到的是耶稣。
And so Paul, this is why he was able to dedicate his life to the gospel.
所以这个也是为什么保罗能够把他的生命来放在传福音的事上。
This is why, though being beaten and stoned, he pressed forward.
就算是他面对着拳头，面对着石头丢打，他还是勇往直前。
This is why, you know, Paul, he was pretty sure that he was going to give his life for the gospel.
保罗也很确的知道他是为了为福音献上他的生命的。
But when you know who Jesus is, it's worth it.
但是他知道耶稣是哪一位的时候，他觉得这一切都是值得的。
I want the Chinese Baptist Church and all of our churches and all Christians of all denominations who know Jesus to be like Paul.
我盼望像我们迈阿密华人浸信会所有的教会、所有的宗派、所有相信耶稣的人都能够知道有这样子的确据。
May we be people who genuinely can declare, Lord, no matter what happens, I'm going to my life is going to be about you.
我们都能够真心的说，主啊，无论发生什么事情，我的生命都是为着你的。
See, this is the thing.
你知道吗？
If we are known for any other reason, we have failed.
如果我们是因为别的事情让别人认识我们的话，我们确实是失败了。
If we as Christians are only known because we're nice people, we have failed.
如果我们只是人家眼中认为我们都是一个好人的话，我们也失败了。
If we are known only because we love people, we have failed.
我们如果被人家认知是我们爱别人，单是这样子的话，我们也失败了。
May we be known to be nice people who love people, but may the people that surround us know it's because of Jesus Christ and His gospel.
如果我们是我们期盼的是说我们让人家知道我们是好人爱人，但是最主要原因是因为耶稣爱我们的原因。
That's what we should be known for.
这个是我们应该在人家当中所被认知的。
And God forbid that we're known to be a people who bicker and fight and all those things that sometimes the media portrays about Christians.
我们真的盼望不要是一个会争吵、有纷争，就像媒体上所说的那种人。
And so the third point is that Paul was clear about the objects of his mission.
第三点呢，就是说保罗他明白他的对象是谁。
This is to say that Paul...understood his identity, he understood what he was supposed to do, and now he understands with whom he is supposed to work.
也就是说，保罗知道他自己的身份，保罗知道他的使命，也第三点是保罗知道他的听众是谁，以知道他能够去到他们的当中。
Look at verse 5.
我们来看第五节。
He says, through him we have received grace and apostleship to bring aboutThe obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the Gentiles, including you who are also called by Jesus Christ.
第五节，第五节，我们从他受了恩惠并使徒的职分，在万国之中，叫人为他的名信服了真道，其中也有你们这蒙召属耶稣基督的人。
So Paul understands, okay, God is calling me to work amongst the Gentiles.
So, 保罗说，我知道明白神呼召我在外邦人当中来工作传福音。
And that day, the Gentiles were anybody who were not of Israel.
在当时来讲，外邦人就是说不是犹太人的都称为外邦人。
And so he says again here, he's been given grace and apostleship, uppercase A.
他在这里讲到说他是受了这个神的恩召，也神的恩典也给他有使徒的名分。
And remember, he's got his eyes on Spain.
你要记得他的目光是朝向了西班牙。
Because there were more Gentiles in Spain.
因为在西班牙有许多多的外邦人。
This is the thing. Paul planted many churches.
保罗呢，他建立了许多的教会。
He could have been satisfied with just visiting those churches and preaching.
他可以在去这些的教会建立教会当中去讲道啊，去享受他们的这个交通。
But he knew that there were other parts of the world that have yet to hear about Jesus Christ.
他也知道在其他地方有很多人还没有听到这个福音，耶稣基督。
And so he pressed forward.
所以他继续的努力往前。
This is in Philippians chapter 2, 9 through 11, the scripture says this.
在腓立比书第二章第九到十一节这样说。
The scriptures say, therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth.And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
腓立比书第二章九到十一节，所以神的将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
So Paul, he's thinking, where do I need to go where people have not yet bowed their knee and not yet confessed that Jesus is Lord? Where do I need to go, Lord?
所以神 保罗向神的祷告就是说，还有哪一些地方那个膝盖还没有弯曲，他的口还没有称耶稣为主了，你差派我去吧。
And so Paul orients his life to go there.
所以保罗把他的生命转向这个方向。
And so my question for us at the Chinese Baptist Church.
所以我的问题向在座的。
When we look at our South Florida area,
当我们环顾我们的南佛州的时候，
are there still many people who have not bowed their knee to Jesus?
还有没有人是没有向耶稣屈膝的呢？
I mean, do you know anybody that has not yet confessed with their tongue that Jesus is Lord?
你有没有认识一些人，他的口没有称耶稣为他的主呢？
Then we should do like Paul, and we need to go to them.
如果有的话，我们是不是要像保罗一样来去到他们的当中呢？
And we go as a servant of Jesus Christ.
我们去是一个以耶稣基督的仆人的身份。
So how can we serve the people that need to know the Lord?
我们怎么样去服侍这些需要听耶稣基督的人呢？
How can we be set apart for the gospel amongst those people?
我们怎么可以在他们当中作为一个特派传福音的人呢？
And how can we help them be obedient to the faith?
然后怎么样帮他们作为一个顺服真道的人呢？
So as long as there are unbowed knees and unconfessed tongues, we have work to do.
只要还有一个没有跪下的膝盖，还有一个没有口称耶稣为主的口的话，我们都需要有工作去做。
Perhaps that work is amongst your family.
也许这个工作是在你的家庭当中。
Perhaps that work is in our community.
或许是在我们的社区当中。
Or perhaps God is calling some of you to think of faraway lands to take the gospel.
也许有人是要神差派到很远的地方来得到这个未得之名。
Though we are not apostles, capital A,
我们并不像保罗那种的这个使徒的那个身份。
The word apostle means sent one.
但是呢，这个使徒的意思就是被差派出去的。
And so we are apostles with lowercase a. We are sent ones.
我们所有的都是那个小写的那个apostle， 就是那个使徒，我们都是要被差派出去的。
And so I noticed in the bulletin today's Mission Sunday, right?
今天是宣教日吗？对不对？宣道日是不是
？So based on God's word, based on Romans, and based on the Great Commission，
根据圣经，根据神的要求，根据大使命
，We are to go and make disciples.Of our family, community, neighborhood, all the world.
我们的工作是要使我们的家庭、我们的社区、我们的这个周围，让他们成为神的门徒。
Brothers and sisters, you have officially been commissioned and sent.
弟兄姐妹，你现在是正式的被按例被差派了。
So I pray that this teaching will help you reflect on how having an identity in Christ.
这一段的经文，这今天的讲道，盼望能够帮助大家明白你的身份。
And having a clear understanding of God's mission for you.
你也明白神给你的使命。
And clearly knowing where you are to take the gospel.
也明白要把这个福音带到哪一个地方。
You can now go.Under the authority of Jesus Christ, and take the gospel to lost people.
你现在可以奉主耶稣基督的权柄出去，差派出去来造就门徒。
And it's all for the sake of His name.
为了就是耶稣基督的名。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you for your glorious word.
主啊，我们感谢你那个荣耀的话语。
Lord, I pray.That you help us understand our identity and our work.
我们主啊，求你来帮助我们明白我们自己的身份，还有我们要做的工作。
It doesn't matter if we are a doctor or a teacher.
无论我们是做医生的或做老师的。
Or a student or someone retired.
或者做学生，也许是退休的。
You have set us apart for the gospel.
你是为福音特派我们。
Speak to my brothers and sisters and show them where you are to send them.
对我们的弟兄姐妹心里说话，让他们知道你要差派他们去哪里。
In order to exalt your holy name.
能够为的一切都是你的荣耀的名。
I pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
我奉我主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.